this subject of guidance, or God's will for me, is a happy one compared with the one on the other side of this tape, for it concerns the conscious blessedness of my life flowing with the stream of the purposes of God. Every child of God recognizes that all God's creatures everywhere rest entirely in the sovereign good pleasure and disposition of Him who doeth all things after the counsel of His own will. And what I say further will all be in the light of this fact. But to submit my will consciously to Him and live in the enjoyment of His pleasure for me is just a little foretaste of heaven itself, really. And so I may have a little bit of heaven to go to heaven with. But first of all, let us read God's Word for some prerequisites to this enjoyment. I want to read first in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, this is the prerequisite of a relationship. God leads His children. That is, consciously, He guides them. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, we'll read also in the Acts of the Apostles to see that there's required a resignation. And Acts 9, of course, is, as we are well aware, it's the conversion of the Apostle Paul, then known as Saul of Tarsus. And reading briefly, he fell to the earth, verse 4, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now, this is a resignation. This is necessary, of course. We would recognize that. This happy submission to His will, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? So, not only is a relationship necessary, here is resignation. I would read one more verse in the Psalms, and it's Psalm 25 and verse 9. The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. Now, I call this a reaction. A large percentage of our actions are only reactions to somebody else's actions. And God here indicates that He guides the meek. The meek are those who enjoy that happy spirit of resignation, but that happy spirit of reacting in a submissive way to the will of God. That happy temperament of submission. And this includes all those many and varied circumstances that surround the life of a Christian. And so I suggest to you that apart from other verses that we shall read, these are prerequisites. These are things that we should recognize that are necessary as well as desirable to enjoy that guidance by God in our daily lives. A relationship, a resignation, and our reactions to God's ways with us. We shall develop that further. I am confident that every child of God wants to please God, wants to do His will. Every true child of God knows there can't be anything better for them. But there are so many things against us that our deceitful hearts try and convince us that it's impossible to do His will, to know what He wants us to do. And so we struggle along as best we can. But I think our chief trouble probably is ignorance of much of the ways of God. And therefore, I want to bring a few things to your remembrance that may help you. What does God want me to do? What is His will for me? How can I know? Well, I know what I want. I want to achieve. I want a sense of accomplishment. Well, God has written into the soul of every creature a desire to fulfill the purpose for which he or she was made. But of course, eternal purposes far outweigh natural purposes, and for this reason, natural desires are often submerged into the greater purposes of the kingdom of God and made to serve eternal purposes and designs. More often, I would say, they are blended together, the natural and spiritual desires, to serve God's purposes in conjunction with each other. And in passing, I might say that human nature is not synonymous with sinful nature. But human nature becomes sinful when it steps beyond the bounds that God has set for its proper function. But I want to be acceptable. Yes, it's a most desirable thing to be unacceptable to one's contemporaries. But then it is more undesirable to be unacceptable to the Lord. We have to decide to whom we wish to be acceptable. But also, I do not want to be hindered in attaining these things. No. But you will allow God to hinder you, won't you, from having your own way? So we must decide these issues. And when we do, when there's a happy resignation and we truly want to be in the will of God for us, let me say I have some happy news for you. I would like to say first that guidance is not a deluxe way of life for a few deluxe type of Christians. It is really a minimum necessity for any happy Christian. And let me say that God does not demand a life of perfect obedience and perfect communion in order to guide His children. If He did, then nobody ever would be guided. Nobody could ever enjoy that daily guidance in the will of God for me. Nobody would ever be able to know what God's will was for them. God's will for their life, or God's will for the day. And so, it is nice to know that. Another wonderful thing, the heart who really wants to do God's will, the heart who is submissive and wants to be in the stream of His good pleasure for them, let me say, nothing can hinder that person. Nothing can hinder the person that is resigned to God's will for them. Nothing can hinder the Christian who truly wants to do His will, for the simple reason that no one can hinder God. I put my life in His hands. No one can hinder Him. No one can stop Him having what He wants. We have a wonderful God, and that is why I say it is wise that we should appreciate who our God is and what He's capable of, and that He is able to have His way, and He's able to have His way in our lives. But the happy thing about all this is to be in the enjoyment of it, to know I am where God wants me to be, and I'm doing what he wants me to do. And this isn't just for preachers and missionaries and those who consider themselves to have dedicated their lives to the Lord. All our lives should be dedicated to the Lord. Wherever we are, we can enjoy that happy communion, that happy consciousness of being where he wants us to be. I fear that many dear Christians are spending unhappy days and maybe even sleepless nights thinking that they ought to be somewhere else doing something else. Well, dear Christian, get down before your God and be honest with him. You need not fret. Nothing can hinder you from doing the will of God, because nothing can hinder him. And so, put your case in his hands. I want to read some other scriptures that will help you to appreciate and know what the will of God is for you. And I would like to say that a key word in this subject of guidance, God's will for me, a key word is the word submission. Yes, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, he was daily guided by his God. He was the most submissive man. He humbled himself. We exert ourselves. We want to express ourselves. We are not submissive. Excuse me. But it is in the spirit of submission that we enjoy and appreciate God's guidance. Now, I want to read in Paul's epistle to the Philippians, and chapter 2, and verse 13. Philippians 2 and 13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Another version puts it this way. "It is God which worketh in you both to want to do and to be able to do his good pleasure." Now, this I would call God's guiding spirit within. God guides within my heart. God gives me desires to do his will. Possibly you may remember the Apostle Stephen's discourse the day of his martyrdom, in telling the people about God's ways with his people, the Jews. He mentions concerning Moses back there in Egypt that it came into his heart to visit his brethren. Oh, that's interesting. It came into his heart. From where did it come into his heart? Well, it certainly didn't come from the devil, because the devil had no desire for the well-being of God's people. It came from God. It was God working in Moses, both to will and to do his good pleasure. And so God's guiding spirit is within us. Yes, it is happy to know that God leads normal people living normal lives. God has guided his people all down through the ages. God guided Abraham and Joseph and Noah and Moses and King Saul and David and the prophets, Amos and Nehemiah, Daniel. And in the New Testament, God guided the Virgin Mary and John the Baptist and Paul in many and varied ways. But God implants in the heart a desire to do his will. It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. So God's guiding spirit is within me. I remember when first we came home on furlough from our missionary field, a young Christian came to me and said, Mr. Adams, how did you know that God wanted you to go to Cuba? And hardly even with thinking what I was saying, I said, well, I wanted to go. And then afterwards I thought, now that was kind of a foolish statement, but it wasn't really. That is how God works. He works within, to will, to want to do, and to be able to do His good pleasure. And so we must not despise our desires to do His will. We must not despise our desires to be in such and such a field, or to do this or that. Oh no, but we will take those desires and we will submit them to God's guiding spirit in further ways. Let us read, therefore, another verse, and it's in the Psalms, and I'm choosing these verses in these places, these instances, because of the wording, because it definitely speaks about guidance. And in Psalm 73 and verse 24, it says, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Or God guides with His counsel. God's counsel for you and me is the Word of God. That's His counsel. The Word of God is our counselor. And Thou wilt guide me with Thy counsel. And so my desires will be submitted to the Word of God for approval. Are the things that I wish to do, the occupation that I wish to take up, the places I want to go, I submit that desire. I submit those things to the Word of God. You see, in Isaiah 8 and 20, it says, To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So all our desires, whatever they may be, they must be submitted to the Word of God. Is the thing that I wish to do in harmony with the Word of God? Will God require of me something? Will God give me a desire in my heart to do something outside of the sphere of His Word? Will God give me a desire to do something that is contrary to His Word? He will guide me with His counsel. And this is God's guiding spirit in the Word. The same spirit that guides in my heart is the same spirit that guides in the Word of God. And therefore I submit my desires, which I may consider to be the will of God, desires to do His will, I shall submit them to the Word of God for approval. But we'll look at another verse, and this also is in the Psalms, and this is in Psalm 78. And it is the last verse, Psalm 78 and 72. And it says, So He fed them according to the integrity of His heart, and He guided them by the skillfulness of His hands. I suggest to you that this is God's guiding spirit in circumstances. In this psalm, the psalmist is telling about the ways of God, how God guided His people through the wilderness, took them out of Egypt, and those 40 long years through the wilderness, until He took them into the land and gave them a king, even David. And then the whole psalm is summed up in these wonderful words, He guided them by the skillfulness of His hands. How God arranged circumstances, how God upset their plans and their desires even. He guided them by the skillfulness of His hands. I wonder, shall we submit our ambitions and our desires to circumstances around us? Is God in my circumstances also? Why, of course He is. He always is. And as we read through the Word of God and learn of the ways of God with his people in olden times, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, we will see very definitely and very clearly God arranging circumstances. It is a most happy thing to know that God is in all my circumstances. He guides me by the skillfulness of his hands. All the things that surround me, the things that happen to me from day to day, those things that of which I have no control, God is in it. God is in everything. Read God's wonderful ways with the prophet Jonah. God was in the wind. God was in the storm. God was in the fish, the preparation of it. God was in the gourd that grew up. God was in the sun. God was in everything. God prepares everything. And that is the outstanding word in the little book of Jonah. God prepared. God prepared. Yes, God prepares all my circumstances. And you know, I would like to say that if we are upset or irked by circumstances, we are victims of our own self-will. We sometimes may say, if it wasn't for that, I would be able to do the will of God. Oh no, friend. No, you have nothing to fear. God is in everything. You may have the desire within you, God's guiding spirit in your heart. You may submit your desires to the Word of God. But don't forget, please, that the same guiding spirit is in control of all the circumstances that surround your life. And that is why we have said that nothing can hinder the heart that trusts God, because nothing can hinder him. Read the life of the Apostle Paul. Notice the hindrances there seem to be. Notice him landing in jail when he wanted to preach the gospel. Ah, but God is in everything. Therefore we shall not complain. We can be happy. We can enjoy a little bit of heaven. No matter what the circumstances, God is in it. Yes, indeed. Therefore, we can rest in him. We can resign our wills to his will. Oh, yes, it was the Lord Jesus who said, I delight to do thy will, O my God. And again he said, I do always those things that please the Father. And yet things seem to be against him at every turn. Nevertheless, he could rest in his God because he had put his life in the hands of his God, and he would do the will of his Father, whatsoever it may be, and wheresoever he may be. Now, there's one little thing that I would like to suggest at the close of our message concerning these things, and that is, there may be circumstances, there may be desires that require to be submitted to God's guides. There is a verse in Hebrews, the last chapter, Hebrews chapter 13, and this is what it says. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Now, there are circumstances when a Christian perchance desires to go to serve the Lord, to give his full time in the work of the Lord, possibly in a foreign field, it is necessary that have the respect and the approval of those that are his guides, those that are the elders of God's assembly, those that govern and guide in God's assembly. We must submit our desires also. But let us remember that God's guiding spirit is in his guides. Oh yes, even though we have that guiding spirit within and in the Word, and circumstances are all in our favor, yet God is also in his guides. And we may safely submit our wishes to them in such cases as may require this. We may submit our desires and all things to them also, for God is in them, and God will guide them. And if God is desirous that I should be in such a place, he can guide those guides. He can move their hearts. He can move their desires. He can move their understanding and appreciation if necessary. Indeed, He can move them altogether. So let us never fear. We never need to fret. Indeed, the Christian who is trusting his God never frets. You never find a happy Christian defending himself or fighting for himself. He submits himself to his God, who is over all, blessed forever. So I leave with you one or two verses that shall help you from the Word of God. For example, Proverbs 20 and 24. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Proverbs 16 and 9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. And then again in Psalm 37 and 23. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord. And Jeremiah says in his book, chapter 10 and verse 23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And so let us trust our God for guidance. Let us put our life and our case in his hand. We enjoy that happy relationship. It's the sons of God that are led by God. Let us say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And let us submit ourselves. Let us be meek before our God and accept his good way for us. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. The Lord bless you and give you joy in trusting him from day to day for his name's sake. Amen.